Bay Mills, Mish. In other parts of the country, farmers markets are touchstone trendy for foodies. Trendiness aside, the Brimley Bay Mills Farmers Market is a classroom in self-sufficiency for both food producers and consumers. The first thing consumers think is that they have to drive 30 minutes to town to shop for a variety of food, said Connie Watson, a market master for the Brimley Bay Mills Farmers Market. Everything you need for a balanced diet is here, just minutes away and fresh as picked this morning, at a fraction of the cost. The market convenes each Thursday between July and October in the Tribal Pavilion on Plantation Road, kitty corner from Brimley Bay Mills Casino and across from the casino campground. Like farmers markets in most EUP towns, it also offers a rolling harvest of fruits, vegetables, and meats. What sets the Brimley Bay Mills market apart from others is that it accepts state and federal food assistance cards, electronically, for payments. As far as I know, we're the only farmers market in Chippewa County to do this, said Watson. We take Michigan Bridge Card and the pandemic EBT and offer double-up food bucks. If you use either one for at least $20, we give you another $20 to spend on food. It's part of an effort to migrate people towards greater food independence while making public assistance wield twice the purchasing power, Watson said. The market goes beyond food security into the power that comes from nutrition education. We've teamed up with the Eastern Upper Peninsula Intermediate School District to make people aware of the food variety at farmers markets, said Watson. Food navigators provide in-season samples of food and healthy recipes that use ingredients the farmers are selling. Tonight's recipe is cucumber chickpea tomato salad. This is the third year the ISD has had tables at our market. The EUPISD administers the Michigan Fitness Foundation developed initiative that partners with schools, tribal groups, and, specifically, with the Brimley Bay Mills Farmers Market. MSU Extension also provides a lot of our education booths, along with tables that inform people of tribal-run biology, health and environmental programs, said Watson. The unifying goal is to raise awareness of local food resource management and production. Even the market's fresh beef and chicken ties into education. Most of it comes from Waishki Bay Farm, an agricultural station run by Bay Mills Community College. The farm is off M123 between Brimley and M28. Waishki Bay Farm sells pasture-raised chickens, Watson said. They also sell certified beef through a herd share program. No farmer's market would be complete without vendors that sell locally produced arts and crafts. Bonnie Weissen, owner of Windance Farms in Bruce Township, sells clothing and curios made from the wool of her Shetland sheep. The whimsical sheep figurines she sells tonight come in vivid reds, blue, and greens. These are hand-dyed, she deadpanned. My herd is gray and brown. They do not naturally come in primary colors. Follow the Brimley Bay Mills Farmers Market through its dedicated Facebook page. Send a direct message through Facebook to volunteer and sell food or craft wares.